Welcome to the Daily Motivation Podcast. As Zig Ziglar reminds us, motivation doesn't last, but neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And that's why this podcast is here for you daily. In these episodes, you'll hear tips on staying pumped up to lose weight, start a business, or reach any and all professional goals that you have in mind. Follow and tune in to stay positive, inspired, and motivated to shine one day at a time. Hey there, so thanks so much for listening. So today I want to give you another motivational quote that will hopefully get you thinking and set off on a motivated day. So today's quote is from Jenny Craig, the originator of, obviously, the Jenny Craig Weight Loss Program, which I myself am extremely familiar with as I was a coach for 3 years, almost four, and it was very enjoyable. So today the quote comes from her. And she says, "It is not what you do once in a while, it's what you do day in and day out that makes the difference." So again, as frustrating as it is, it's not those days that we are crazy pumped up and motivated and go do all the things that make the difference. It's the little teeny tiny things that we continue to do on a regular, consistent basis that actually lead to our success or lack thereof. And that is why it can be so frustrating, because when you set yourself up trying to plan to get to a goal, most often we just want to get there as quickly as we possibly can. We want to just jump in with both feet, tackle it, and just go, 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 go. And in doing so, often we create a plan that is way too dramatic or way too much, way too fast, way too soon, and is not just built out across all of the days with slow, steady consistency. And so we'll end up stopping and starting and stopping and starting when you set yourself up for failure with unrealistic expectations. So remember, the things that are actually creating your day, your life, and the trajectory of everything that you're doing at this moment are just the actions you are actually taking. Not the ones that are in your mind, not the ones that are in your plans, not the ones that are on your to-do list that you don't actually get to. It's the things you are actually doing. So with that in mind, if you were to make a success playlist, so to speak, and actually be in charge of a friend's goals, if you were to be the one and they say, "You are now the one who is going to get me to X goal. I want you to make the plan for me and I am going to follow it." Most likely, knowing that you love this person and you enjoy them and you really want to make it easy for them, in keeping that in mind, you're going to set up small incremental tasks that they can do day in and day out consistently that aren't too difficult so that they don't get frustrated and get off track. We all understand this concept, but when we go to make ourselves the plan, we think to ourselves, "You know what? I can push really hard. I can do that extra thing. I can get up at 4 a.m. and do, you know, run 10 miles and then go do this and this and this and this and this." And we set the bar so high, thinking all it takes is that really, really strong push of willpower. And we think that we can enforce that upon ourselves, because after all, it's us. I can force myself to do that. I can make myself do that. How much of a terrible friend would you be if that was the plan you set up for a friend of yours? Because you know that it's just going to set them up for failure. You know the first day that they are waking up at 5 a.m. and really struggling to get out of bed, even to just get up that early, they are going to feel defeated. They're going to feel frustrated and probably pretty angry with you for setting them up for failure. So just remember, the next time you go to set your goals, you have to think of the ones that you can stick with consistently. Those are the things that are actually creating your current lifestyle and your current life and the current situations that you're in. It's the things that you have done consistently, steadily, and day in and day out that have led to whatever the situation and scenario is today. And so anything that you want to build and grow towards in the future, think of how you can build in that same consistency. What are things that you can do on a regular basis that are definitely likely to happen? Today, think about this quote as you go throughout your day. It's not what you do once in a while, it's what you do day in and day out that makes the difference. I wish you so much success and luck today. If you are not signed up on the Daily Motivation email list, please go ahead and click the link in the show description and sign up, and I will see you soon. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to sign up for Daily Motivation Mail and have these episodes sent straight to your inbox. Also, head to the website motivationdepot.net to check out all of the other products, tools, and resources we have to help you stay motivated to shine one day at a time.